B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Here he is from ESPN, ABC, a great, great sportsman, and, of course, local man done well. Our man, Kevin DeGondi, on the Comcast Business Hotline. Kev!
Man, welcome back, my man. I hope the trip was great.
Thank you, brother. I really appreciate it. It's so funny because every time I talk to you, I think we live these parallel childhoods, right? Like, our lives, very similar, around the same age. We have the same exact interest. And I always think of you like this long-lost brother that I never met because you, up until we became adults. And because our shared experiences growing up here are so similar. And do you, I was talking about baseball. And do you remember when we were kids, like baseball, World Series and all, that was like the whole world was watching.
Yeah, man. There was like a charming, nostalgic. I read somewhere today about Vin. Somebody said that whenever you listened to him, you were listening to the history of baseball. And I was like, wow, that sums it up really well. The late great Vin Scully, because he knows the history, and baseball is about today, but it's also the measurement about the past and reminiscing about the past. And you're right, in the 80s, it was the thing. It was the game of the week on NBC, right? I just remember on Saturdays, you're like, oh gosh, and it was like This Week in Baseball with Mel Allen in the mornings on Saturdays after cartoons. So I'm 100% with you, and when I hear about Vin and the greatness of Vin through the years for the Dodger fan base and all the things he did nationally in the 70s and 80s, and he's on the call with the catch, I think that it makes me so thankful that we grew up with the voice of Harry Callis. Because,
yes!
You know, in the backyard,
yes!
I'm like Schmidt with my butt wagon.
Yes!
But
yes!
The broadcast
yes!
is Harry Callis in my head.
Schmitty!
Yes, and the Michael Jack Schmidt out of here. And Harry had the same kind of following that Vin had, right? Like,
yes,
he did NFL films, the Sunday morning,
yes,
with the Sable family, where he was, you know, talking about games early on with his, you know, the voiceovers when we would get ready in the mornings before NFL football. I was very, to this day, I look at how thankful I was to be in the broadcast booth as an intern, as a 20-year-old, with Channel 17, with Harry and Whitey for a semester while they called
me.
Oh,
my God.
The bench,
yes.
Giving them stats from the truck. And, when I think of Vin, I just think of Harry immediately and how lucky we were in that city to be associated, and that for him to be on the call in 2008, I feel for the entire Dodger fan base because he's the voice in their head that connected generation after generation.
Yeah, man.
Decade, you know?
But you know what's interesting, too, is that he was, I mean, and you know this, like, having been around these guys, like, he was such a prince. First time I covered a game at Dodger Stadium, I was telling the story that I'm behind him in the cafeteria. And I introduced myself to him, you know, like a fanboy type of thing. And from that moment on, every time I was working in New York, and every time that I would be at Dodger Stadium or I'd see him on the road, he would always, you know, hi, Anthony, remembered my name. And I remember thinking that, like, what an amazing man, like, that he could, you know, remember people and make them feel, you know, feel good about themselves.
Yeah, you know, and to your point, Ed, like, he made you feel like he was talking to you and you only, right? Like,
yes.
There was no one else around, and there's a certain magic about that not many people master, especially when you get to the stage where he was, where literally, Ed, like, there was about 10 years ago, I was sitting there listening to a Dodger game while I was, you know, in the newsroom, you know, writing for a show, and I'm not kidding, like, he was doing play-by-play in color, and there was no one else in the booth. And I was like, this is incredible. He's telling me a story while calling the count and not missing a beat on the play and then just picking up where he left off on the story. And there was no one else to give him a breather. There was no one. It was just 3 hours of phenomenal storytelling. And we'll never have anybody as great as Vin Scully. We were really lucky to hear him in his prime. and also hear him later on in the later stages. And when you hear these famous calls in these big moments, you're like, wow.
Dude,
like,
we just played the Kirk Gibson home run.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the
words for that moment, and they just came off the top of his head.
Oh, my God.
Because no one was prepared for Gibby to go deep against Eckersley in that moment. And he was beyond prepared. And to wrap up your point about it, because you bring up a great conversation that you had with him. Like, he was a prince. He was the measurement, not just as a professional, but as a person. When you could be at the highest level, as he was, the greatest, I think, play-by-play broadcaster ever, and then still be quite normal and a gentleman through and through to anybody and everyone he met, it just speaks volumes.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You know what's wild too, Kev, is that baseball's a game of breath, right? Like, it's the ultimate game for two people to have a conversation. And he did it alone. And that's where you brought the storytelling. Was it, man, we played one where he talked about Johnny Gomes getting bit by a wolf. And it's unbelievable the skill. The story, the communication skill to be able to do that.
Every single night. And for any aspiring broadcasters that want to get into play-by-play, calling baseball games is the hardest thing to do because of the breaks in action. And you got to fill the space. And also, innately, there's a need that you think you need to fill the space. So it's finding out when it's okay to be quiet. When it's okay to jump in, when it's okay to let the crowd speak for the play, it is extremely, it's maybe like the tightest tightrope walk you can imagine, and you're doing it for 3 hours. Mm. And it's a master class every time he was on the air broadcasting a game, regardless of the sport.
And you know, it's funny because baseball had so many of those guys, right? Like, we talk about Harry for us. And I remember I moved to Chicago, and interestingly, it's funny, when I was in Chicago, Greeny had moved to Chicago from New York, and he was working at a radio station, and I was a writer, so I was working for a newspaper, and Harry Carey was like their guy, and I remember thinking, I don't get it. Like, I understand he was like a character and a whole one, a two, and he would do his thing. And but it's all about having grown up with these people, these voices, right? Like, the Mets used to have a guy, and the Yankees, and all those, all these teams had their own guy that in those towns. Yep. Or was it Ernie? Who's the guy in Detroit? Ernie Harwell. Yeah.
Ernie Harwell. Ralph Kiner with the Mets.
Yeah.
John Stern right now with the Yankees. They all have their quirkiness.
Yeah.
And Ed, the measuring stick was not if they were great, because there were different types of greatness, right?
Right.
Because
like Vince Scully, Harry Callis were like elite broadcasters too.
Who could do anything, right?
Right.
Like, who can transfer that same exact skill set to any sport. And then there were the guys like the Kiners and you brought up Harry Carey, who you made a connection with because it was a shared moment, right? And that's a completely different thing. I beamed with pride whenever I heard Harry's voice on NFL film.
Me too.
Because I was like, the natural world, like hearing, his voice, the voice that we get to hear every single night,
Dude, it's so true. It's so true. And then, like, it's funny. This conversation gets on the national guys, right? So you start talking about, you know, the legends like Keith Jackson. And I'm thinking about you, like, you think about a Saturday, a college football Saturday. And, dude, like, there you are, manning, like, the countries. Like, that's freaking awesome.
And I appreciate that.
That's awesome.
So it makes me happy as I get ready for year number 6 doing it in studio on ABC. And
I mean, think about that. Like, you know, you got Herbie and, you know, all the games, and they're going back to you, dude. Like, that's freaking great.
Thank you, Ant. It's fun, and I love it. And I always tell everybody, make sure you love what you do, because every day you go to work, but it's not a job. And I'm lucky to call this work every single Saturday during college football. And, you know, we get ultimately the best games with our ABC schedule.
Oh, my God.
So
I need we got to do a college football. I'm going to start breaking your stones, like, every week, because we're getting close, brother. We're getting close, and I can't wait for this season.
We're a month away, and I've got a lot to share with you guys whenever you want to talk about it and what to look forward
yes.
to, which players, and who could surprise you. I can't wait for this.
It's going to be unbelievable. I love you, buddy. You're the greatest.
Love you too, man.
Here he is, Kevin DeGondi on the Comcast Business Hotline. Oh, dude, I kind of want to geek out with him. Every week.
Oh, we should
I want to geek out with all the college football this year.
Yeah, it's
with
fun.
All the quarterbacks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.